Welcome back to our deep dive into the digital divide. So before the break, we were talking about the impacts on education, healthcare jobs, and civic engagement. But I think it's worth noting that as our world becomes increasingly more digital, we also have to think about some of the ethical considerations surrounding all of this.
That's a great point. It's not just about getting people connected. It's about what that connection means for both individuals and for society as a whole. So what are some of the ethical considerations that we should be thinking about?
Well, I think one of the biggest concerns is the possibility that the digital divide could actually make existing inequalities worse. You know, we already see these disparities in terms of internet access based on things like, you know, income, race, where people live. And if we're not careful, the digital world is just going to end up mirroring and even amplifying those problems that we already have in the offline world.
Yeah, it's almost like we risk creating this two-tiered society, where those who are connected have access to all these opportunities, and those who aren't are just left even further behind.
Right, and that gap can have this ripple effect. That impacts everything from how well kids do in school, to people's job prospects, to even their health outcomes. It's a social justice issue, as much as it is a technological one.
So how do we make sure that the digital world doesn't just end up reinforcing those existing power structures? How do we make it more inclusive and equitable for everyone?
Well, it's a complicated challenge, but I think it starts with recognizing that in today's world, internet access is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. It's as essential as having, you know, electricity or running water. And we need to treat it that way.
Yeah, I agree. It should be a basic right, not a privilege.
Exactly. So that means that we need to tackle the root causes of the digital divide, which we've talked about, affordability and infrastructure. But it also means making sure everyone has the skills and support that they need to actually thrive online, not just exist.
So you're talking about digital literacy, right? Not just knowing how to use a computer or a smartphone, but understanding how to navigate the online world safely, effectively. Kind of like digital citizenship, being a responsible and informed member of that online community.
Exactly. It's about creating a more inclusive digital world where everyone has the opportunity to fully participate, but it's not just up to governments and corporations to make this happen, is it? What can we as individuals do to help, you know, bridge this gap?
That's a great question, because sometimes it feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like it's this huge problem. And there's nothing that I as one person can do.
Yeah.
But I bet there are things that we can do in our own communities to at least, you know, make a little bit of difference.
Oh, absolutely. For starters, we can support organizations that are working to expand internet access and digital literacy in these underserved communities. Mm-hmm. There are tons of nonprofits and community groups out there doing amazing work in this area.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, even small donations or just volunteering a few hours, it can really make a difference. And even just spreading awareness, talking to friends and family about this issue, sharing information online, I think those things can help too.
Absolutely. We can also advocate for policies that promote affordable internet, that support digital inclusion initiatives.
Yep.
You know, contact your elected officials, attend those town hall meetings, make your voice heard.
Yeah, it's about using our own access and our own privilege to amplify the voices of those who are being silenced or ignored.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like, you know, the people in power just aren't aware of how big of a problem this is or, you know, the real impact it's having on people's lives.
That's a really good point. Sometimes it's just about raising awareness and reminding those decision makers that this is a real issue affecting real people. And we can do things on a more personal level, too.
Right.
In our own communities.
Like,
think about your own friends and family and neighbors. Are there people in your life who might be struggling with internet access or who don't have the digital skills to really participate online?
You know what? I'm sure there are. I haven't really thought about it before, but I bet there are people even in my own circle who could use a little bit of help.
Right. Offer to help them find those affordable internet options or, you know, teach them some basic computer skills. Even just being patient and supportive as they navigate the online world can make a huge difference.
Yeah. Sometimes those small acts of kindness and support can be the most impactful. It's about recognizing that the digital divide isn't just this abstract problem. It's affecting real people in our communities, people we care about.
Exactly. And you know what else is really important? Just talking about it, you know, sharing information like we're doing right now helps to raise awareness. It keeps the conversation going. And it might seem like a small thing, but it helps break down that stigma surrounding digital exclusion and hopefully encourages people to ask for help if they need it.
It's like they say, a problem shared is a problem halved. By just bringing it out into the open, we can start to find solutions together.
Absolutely. And that kind of brings us to another ethical consideration that we should talk about. And that's the issue of trust and security in the online world.
That's a big one. I feel like every day there's a new story about, you know, a data breach or an online scam. It's enough to make anyone wary of the internet.
Absolutely. And for people who are, you know, newer to the internet, or who lack those digital literacy skills, it can be even more daunting. So it's absolutely crucial that we provide resources and education to help people stay safe online.
Because it's not enough to just get people connected. We need to make sure they feel safe and confident navigating the digital world. We don't want to open them up to this whole new set of risks without giving them the tools to protect themselves.
You got it. We need to equip people with the knowledge and the skills to identify those scams, to protect their personal information, and to think critically about the information that they're encountering online.
It's kind of like giving someone a car, but not teaching them how to drive. It could be dangerous.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Digital literacy is about so much more than just knowing how to use a device. It's about understanding the complexities of the online world and having the skills to navigate it safely and responsibly.
So we've talked about affordability, infrastructure, digital literacy, online safety. Are there any other ethical considerations that we should keep in mind as we kind of work towards closing this gap?
Yes, there's the issue of data privacy and the potential for the digital divide to actually create new forms of exclusion. As more and more of our lives move online, our health records, financial transactions, even our social interactions, we're generating this massive amount of data.
And that data is incredibly valuable, right? Yeah. Companies and governments are collecting and analyzing it constantly.
Exactly. But what happens when certain populations are underrepresented in that data? What if the data that's being collected doesn't accurately reflect the diversity of our society?
That's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, it can lead to all sorts of problems, like biased algorithms, skewed research findings, even discriminatory practices. We could end up creating a digital world that simply reflects the biases and inequalities of the offline world.
It's almost like we're building a digital world that's only accessible to certain people, a world that doesn't represent
or serve the needs of everyone.
Exactly. We need to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in the digital economy, and that their voices and experiences are actually represented in the data that's shaping our society.
It's about creating this more equitable, inclusive digital future. And it's going to take a lot of work and collaboration to get there.
It absolutely will. It requires collaboration between governments, corporations, nonprofits, individuals, and it requires a commitment to addressing not just the symptoms of the digital divide, but the root causes.
Yeah, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed by all of this, by the complexity of this issue. I mean, it's not going to be solved overnight, that's for sure. But at the same time, it's so clear that we can't ignore it. The stakes are just too high. That's right. It's a problem that affects all of us, directly or indirectly. And I truly believe that every step we take towards closing this digital divide is a step towards a more just and equitable society.
We've talked about some of the very real and often overlooked consequences of this digital divide, from education and healthcare to jobs, to civic engagement, to even, you know, personal safety online. It's clear that being disconnected in an increasingly connected world has profound implications for individuals and society.
And it's an issue that deserves our attention and our action. We can't just stand by and watch as millions of people are left behind in the digital age.
So what does this all mean for our listener? I know we've thrown a lot of information at them today, but I hope it sparks some ideas and maybe even a sense of urgency. What are some concrete things that people can do?
Make a difference. Well, that's a fantastic question. And it's one that we'll get into after a short break. We'll explore some real-world examples of how the digital divide is playing out in different communities. And we'll highlight some of the innovative solutions that are emerging to address these challenges. Stay with us.